this is the first 100% live program I'm doing, and I'm talking to a group of people here who are from the West Papua movement in Australia. We've got Louis, we've got Louise, mm-hmm. and we've got Adolf. So that's an amazing team of people. And we did talk to two of Adolf and Louis last time, but we have found there's a bit of an update that we've got to go through. And our new guest, Louise, has quite a credential behind her. She's embarrassed here, but she has been a lifelong activist in the West Papua area, and she has worked tirelessly for the independence of West Papua, and she's the founder of the Australian West Papua Association. So I let her speak for herself, although she's a little bit embarrassed about it all. But let's start with an update, Louise. Louis, so you were going to give us a quick update because the things have changed a bit.
Yes, thank you, Lalita, and also good morning, listeners. I'm just going to give you a brief rundown on update about what's actually happening in West Papua. During this week at the UN session at Geneva, we actually were so happy to have about, there was quite a lot of presentation on Papua, basically on what's happening in Papua in terms of human rights abuse and all that. So, that was very good, and I can really I was just watching one of the video which actually showed us the response from Indonesian government wasn't they weren't really admitting what was actually happening with Papua. They kept on denying it, and you know, after what happened in Papua, and there was a news and, photos and everything being put on the media and everything, there is no point going to UN and denying it, you might as well just admit it and at least find some ways to actually resolve the problem. And also, recently, in Papua, Indonesian government has actually establish its own fact-finding team on human rights abuse. People in Papua, they want their own this fact-finding to actually involve them as well. But what Indonesia did was they exclude them. They did their own, they did their own by involving some head of missions from five countries, which includes Papua New Guinea and I don't know the other four. And so, that's not really an independent one, which because, a lot of, there would be a lot of misinformation about what's actually happening in Papua. So there was a really about a week ago demanding that the fact map finding team should involve the Papuans as well.
Absolutely.
And the United Liberation Movement for West Papua, which includes the major political factions in Papua. And the human rights institution in Papua as well, they have to get involved, and actually, it will give us the proper picture of what's actually been happening in Papua. And and recently also we're having a lot of killings.
Yes.
Still happening. People have been, there's a lot of hit and run accidents where Papuans have been, they've been run into by a vehicle, and we're getting a lot of reports lately. It's happening throughout Papua, and this, I, as one of the Papuans living here, I've been sending a lot of emails and updating Papuans about to be aware of this situation, because we're living in a time where it's so dangerous, and this thing will happen, just similar to what happened in East Timor leading up to that era, to the time, during that period, you have this lot of mysterious deaths happening. So, that's basically a little bit of update on what's happening in Papua.
Mm. And Adolf, you were going to talk about the Melanesian Spearhead Group.
Yes, we are going to the UN General Assembly in September, and also the African Caribbean Pacific is putting up the motion to release up the UN Decolonization Committee.
Yep.
And So we want the Australia government represent to vote for the motion, and we actually really begging for the Australia government to stand up and speak.
Support you guys. Support. And have you heard anything from them at all?
Yes, Luisi.
Well, we're sort of waiting for
a reply.
See who gets in, right? And then we've got a campaign ready for Australian people to just go really hard on the government, because the government policy on West Papua is now about 40 or 50 or 60 years old, policy.
Yeah. And it's appalling anyway.
And so it's like East Timor, they sort of have to change in the interests of good neighbourly relations and peace in the region. So we will be asking Australians immediately after the referendum, get in and...
Not a referendum.
Immediately after the vote.
Elections. Elections. Yes. You're getting confused with Brexit. It's all-consuming, isn't it?
So much going on around
the world. Yes, I know.
Yeah, yeah, so that's the big thing.
Yep. Okay, keep going. Yes.
Have you finished your point, have you?
Yes.
Yeah?
Maybe I'll just add a little bit of what Adolf has actually said, because with the African, Caribbean, Pacific leaders going to be putting up a motion at UN, and it's so important that Australian representatives support it, because, this is something. It's about human rights. It's about human beings. It's the lives of people that we really need to protect. You know, if you want to have a good neighbor in the Pacific, you know, we and also security. I think this issue about Papua really needs to be settled, because you know, we can go out in the world and talk about, you know, peace and stability around the world, but this is happening right next door to us. We're not even talking about it. So, I think Australian public needs to rally behind the government and really talk about this issue and make sure that they really pressure the government to, you know, when this UN session comes on, the representative must actually support this issue. So yeah, it's so important to the people of West Papua, and we are actually begging the Australian, the grassroots especially, to, you know, lobby your representative wherever they are and make sure that this issue becomes a priority in your campaign as well. Yeah.
Well, to get the motion passed, out of 196 members, so we need 160 votes.
That's a lot.
Was that the figure?
130.
So there's 89 members in the ACP. That's why the ACP is
now. What's the ACP?
African, Caribbean, Pacific.
Okay.
And the chairman of that, the chairman of the secretariat, is Vanuatu.
Okay.
And so a lot of the Pacific nations that we've been working with for the last 10 years are in the African, Caribbean, Pacific. So we're not sort of starting completely from cold. But we still do need 130 votes and to get the two-thirds majority win. And Indonesia is splashing money around left, right and centre.
Of course.
They've actually signed Lombok-type treaties. The Lombok Treaty is what it signed with Australia, where it's illegal to support West Papua's independence. So they've signed treaties with, I think, 182 member countries. So we've got a... If the Australian people are going to get this up, we've got to work really hard.
Okay, so what's the latest in the process of getting the independence motion listed? It has gone and it will be considered in September, is that correct?
Yes, during the General Assembly session from September till December in New York.
And what's the landscape looking like, you know, in terms of support from the countries from the ACP, the other ones are voting on it. So at the moment, how many votes do you think West Papua has been able to secure?
Well, it's very tricky and quite dangerous to sort of predict things. But the idea came from the Solomon Island government was going to put up the motion, but then the actually the African Caribbean Pacific heads of state group meeting, which was in Port Moresby a couple of weeks ago. They're actually the people who said, look, we'll do it because we've got 89 members.
Mm.
Okay, mm. So at least we've got a chance if we can get those 89 members. But around the outside, of course, Indonesia is paying off the smaller countries already.
They're also going around, yeah.
And is Australia supporting that move by Indonesia, or is it all hush-hush?
The move by Indonesia?
Yes.
To pay off countries?
To pay off countries, yes. It's Australia related or not. We don't talk about it. What do you think?
I don't know if I'm going to go on radio and say that. Australia is helping Indonesia.
We let people make up their mind, yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
They can do that.
Okay.
I think Australia's position is so entrenched. It's come, from the 1960s. That's when...
Yes. So, as you said, it's 40 years old or something.
Yeah. Sir Garfield Barwick. If anyone knows Sir Garfield Barwick's descendants, we need to talk to them about that change. He forced the change in 1961.
And we know what happened in East Timor.
Yes.
And a few other incidents in Bali too. And it's just all a bit beyond my... ability to deal with, I think. It's so much destruction. And especially, given that we're black fellas, it's always we on the sidelines, aren't we?
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
Got to fight back. But
People really want to know more, we have these open days. We've got this amazing office down in Docklands.
Yes.
And it's actually supported by a number of 3CR listeners through the West Papua Rent Collective.
Yep.
Okay, they pay the rent. So it's a can you believe our independent struggle is being run out of a 5-star energy building?
Oh, my goodness. How did you manage that?
I know. Normally,
it's amazing, yeah.
I've always lived in tenement slums on activism and all this sort of stuff, but we go down there and we've got this 5-star energy place.
Posh, very posh.
Totally posh, totally posh. And so every 3 or 4 months we have an open day for the rent collective people to come. They're all sort of the really... hardcore, clear-thinking, political left in Australia is mostly what the rent collective people are. They pay $30 a month to pay for our rent. And so we have these open days basically to keep them up on the politics and where is it going, and to launch new initiatives, and we launch books and we do all sorts of things. And it's a really great Sunday afternoon, and, of course, we have an amazing lunch. This time... our office is actually called the Department of Foreign Affairs, Immigration and Trade.
Yes, we need to talk a bit more about that,
okay.
Liz.
Yeah.
So,
finish doing this open day announcement, then we'll go to that.
Okay, all right, yes. So, well, I think I'll do this first because it'll lead into it
okay,
a bit better.
Fine, whatever.
This is not a government in exile. The Federal Republic of West Papua was declared... In 2011,
yep.
Yeah? So this is just a government department of that organisation that's up there. And we've had visitors going up there recently, like Australians, and they come back and they just say the level of organisation is amazing.
Mm.
It's all underground and there's just a few people above the ground whose names are known. So down here we've just got, because Jacob Rumbiak is the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Immigration and Trade, our office is that. So what we're doing...
just a quick word about Jacob Ruby, actually. I've got a bit of notes here I thought I might say while you're coughing.
Yep.
So 10 years he was in the Indonesian prison and tortured for raising the Morning Star flag. Mm. And he got to Australia via East Timor. And it was somebody says here, it's like an epic movie, his journey and his story.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Maybe we should get him in here one day to tell us the story. That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Right, yes, yes.
Keep going, sorry.
There has been a movie made, yeah. It's called Strange Birds in Paradise, and they used his life. It's been on ABC a few times.
Okay.
They used his life as a sort of coat hanger to tell West Papua's story.
Hmm.
And during the really difficult parts, like when he was in jail being tortured and all that sort of stuff, they've animated him, so sometimes...
Yep.
It's great.
It's heartbreaking when you watch that sort of stuff.
Yeah, no, this is a really uplifting one, actually. Yeah, yeah. now, where were we up to? Totally forgotten.
We're talking about the...
Federal Republic of West Papua?
No, the Foreign Affairs Department.
Yes, down here in Docklands.
Yes.
So that's... and I'll just tell anyone who's sort of very politically inclined, please, we are not a government in exile. We are just a department down there, and the government is in West Papua. It makes a big difference to the politics.
Yes, absolutely. Yep? I'll be clear on that.
Yes. So what we're doing is on August the 14th, we're launching the trade office part of it. When we opened the office in June 2004, 2014. Obviously, that was the foreign affairs. The emphasis was on foreign affairs. When the Freedom Flotilla went to West Papua, we opened the immigration office so that all the activists would have our stamp, our visa stamp, inside the Aboriginal passports. So that was done in Trades Hall. So
and then that flotilla was 120% supported by 3CR too. We had huge involvement in it.
Totally. Yes, that's right. It was a very big thing and very successful.
Yes.
And it costs the Australian taxpayers so much money. You know, my cousin in Canberra is an academic. He said, "How much did that bloody flotilla cost?" And I said, "Oh, well, I was thinking how much, you know, cost $3,000 on eBay, whatever, to get the votes." And he said, "No, the taxpayers. The Australian government sent up 10 commando boats with men, and we've got pictures of them landing on, what's that island? The little island off the coast of New Guinea. We had one of our people, these guys know, was sitting in a coconut tree for 3 days with a camera waiting to get these pictures. So they're up on the website. Yeah. The Americans had a submarine.
My goodness.
Totally.
Yeah.
And the Indonesians had 4 warships they sent to Merauke. So that was the immigration office's first job. Now we're doing the trade office, because it's very important. We don't want it to be like East Timor. As soon as it was independent, the Chinese supermarkets came down. It was all the only people who could afford it were the UN bureaucrats.
Of course.
Yeah. So we're setting up a trade deal with a secret person, which will be revealed when you come down here. It's amazing.
There you go. There's a temptation.
Can't wait to see it.
Based on the principles of self-governance.
Very
self-determination and good governance.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So
14th of August. There's some down at 838 Docklands.
Okay. Any final words before we close the discussion? Adolf, anything you want to say? Are you guys featuring the elections at all? Is it a wrong question to ask?
Yes. I got an email from intended senator for Melbourne. He's actually invited me to meet up with him for a speech, hopefully. That's going to be Monday next week. So hopefully I can, one of the policy was a little bit about West Papua as well. So hopefully
I think
it's next week, Monday. I've actually replied the email, but we haven't actually confirmed the time yet. So,
and venue?
Yeah, he hasn't actually told me where the venue is, but I'm just letting you know what's
sounds
happening.
A bit clock and dialogue.
Yeah.
But is he Greens or Labour?
It's from the Australian
Sex Party.
It just slips out of my mind. Australian Destiny or something. Destiny.
That's okay. We'll update it when you tell us.
Well, it's also...
Okay, thank you.
With the Green Party as well, they've got really good policy in with the Greens to support some of the... with the West Papuan. And it's really good to look it up as well from the
I have to
side.
Say, as a candidate for the Socialist Alliance, we have a bloody good policy on West Papua.
Yes.
Yes.
Social Alliance and the Greens. Yes. The only ones with policies.
Okay, so thank you so much, guys. It's a big effort for you to come this time of the morning to drag yourself in the cold to come in here. But this has been a fascinating discussion, and I'm sure we'll have follow-ups as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.